After a disastrous first day of online testing in Tennessee, state education officials say they're trying not to rush to judgment, but they also say the company with a $100 million state contract is now under new scrutiny. Students around the state got going on the standardized test Monday morning, but by 8:30, many of their screens had locked up, waiting for the next page to load. This new online testing platform had shown signs of trouble during trial runs, but this was a completely new problem, so the state pulled the plug. And Commissioner Candace McQueen says she's lost confidence in the vendor.
Yes, we have doubts about them going forward, and yes, we have concerns, and yes, we are reviewing all of that currently.
McQueen says the state has only paid Durham-based Measurement Inc. $1.6 million so far. That's out of a $108 million contract. And the money was mostly for designing the questions, not the system. Schools around the state have spent untold millions to buy more computers and upgrade their networks in preparation for the transition, but McQueen argues that the money was not wasted and that some superintendents are still grateful for the nudge to invest in technology.
It's the way of the world. People are moving to online environments in all kinds of settings. We have many of our national tests that are moving to an online environment. So it is still a goal for us, and we will still move in that direction.
But this year, students will revert to paper tests as soon as the vendor can get them all printed and shipped to schools. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.